Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, Bill Bush out today, back on Monday. We missed Bill.
I didn't hear from him yesterday.
I did, briefly.
You did?
Yeah, that's right. I heard he didn't call me, just text. A couple texts, short texts. No. Nothing long, just checking in, see how things were.
I don't even think he called.
Wow. You feel left out at all or not?
I don't.
Okay. You can live with that?
Yes.
As you point out, we have problems in this show of I don't know, it's envy of when people get the phone call or the text from each other?
Do I?
No, you say, please don't text me at all. Right. I prefer if you don't call me or text
right.
me.
And I don't take it personally at all, just so you know. And I would rather not hear
God,
from people.
Don't talk to me. Just stay away. I prefer if you just left me alone in silence and called me only if it was very urgent.
If it's urgent. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
The personnel report is Josh is here.
Yes.
He's without a hood.
No stocking cap today either. The high is 72 today, by the way.
Is that right?
It should be a glorious day in Lincoln, Nebraska. Glorious.
Good.
Glorious day here. So hopefully people get out and golf, get outside.
Maybe ride your motorcycle.
I won't be golfing today because I might be in the hospital. You never know. You never know.
Nope. You've done a good job of handling this.
I have. I'm still here. I've been here all week long, and I will hopefully not be here next week if things are going according to plan.
Right.
So that's where we're at.
There's
no breaking news because there's no baby yet. So no breaking news this morning.
It would necessitate, if it does happen this weekend, that Nick Sainert would join
AKA
us.
AKA Big Swim. I think he's better known now as Big Swim compared to Nick Sainert. So
I hope he's okay.
That's
just
the way it's going to be. He can't control that. That's the way we operate, and he's Big Swim.
Do the other shows call him Big Swim?
No, they call him Nick. Sometimes I think AD will occasionally call him Swim.
Swim.
So it's caught on.
Gorgeous day. Yes, a lot going on. We have a lot to talk about
today.
We do.
We will get to a lot of audio from Matt Rhule and Donovan Raiola as the show goes on in this first segment, but what do we do on Friday mornings every day, every week?
Oh, yeah, we do the roll call. Oh, my God.
It is time for the roll call, sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards, just south of 48th and Holdridge. The great place to start off your Friday. They got great food at EJ's Bar and Lounge, hamburgers, wings, all the types there. And they got bowling, they got billiards, they've got darts.
Sounds good.
It's a great place to be.
Yeah, it's a very warm place.
So, if you would help us out, please shoot us a text at 402-464-5685. Your name, your age, where you're listening from, and
maybe your all-time favorite running back.
Okay. Husker running back or running back in general?
Just running back in general.
Can I give you mine?
Yes.
Barry Sanders.
Is it?
Hands down.
Really? I would not have guessed that.
Wasn't even a Dolphin. I know that's the boring answer, but guess what?
No, it's
I don't
not.
Care.
No, Barry, that's not why.
I boring? Will find myself once every 2 months probably going into a Barry Sanders highlights package because I just can't believe
rabbit hole.
I can't believe it was real. The way he ran the football, the way he was just embarrassing people in the NFL is incredible.
I'm a little surprised that you would feel you need to apologize for that one.
That's well, it's a boring answer. You'd think it'd be more creative. Say, say someone like a Ricky Williams, possibly.
Josh.
What?
Guess Josh's.
Walter Payton.
You got it.
I didn't even turn around. He's a Bears fan. Why, of course it's
Walter Payton's
Walter
a good
Payton.
One.
Yeah.
I wonder who I'd pick. Who I'd pick. Earl Campbell.
Dickerson.
I like Dickerson. You're right. I don't know that I have a...
Marcus Allen, maybe?
No. Okay. No. Right. Not at all. I don't know that I have a defined favorite. Earl Campbell always comes to mind. As far as Nebraska running backs go, it was Rozier. So I'll just go there.
Okay, Mike Rozier. All right. To the roll call, 402-464. They are climbing it. They're flying it, by the way. 402-464-5685. Where are you listening from? Here we go. Leroy is with us. Leroy is in Molex. I'm not sure where Molex is at. Age 37 this morning. Jethro in McCook, age 50. No running back for him.
That's fine.
Kent in Lincoln on the way to Ray, Colorado, by the way, age 60 right now.
All right, they're rolling
Chuck Foreman, his favorite running back, Jay Foreman's father.
Chuck Foreman's a great
one. It's a pretty good answer right
there. I
wonder
if my brother Martin, who is a big Vikings fan, would have said Chuck Foreman.
You know who would say Chuck Foreman? Longtime ticket personality, Tom Stevens. Massive.
Woody?
Oh, huge Chuck Foreman fan. Favorite player of all time.
Is
Chuck
that right?
Foreman.
Is that right?
But that's his running back. Favorite player of all time is Chuck Foreman. Nels in Big Fork, Montana, age 47. Amon Green, our own Amon Green.
Amon Green would be high on my list.
With us in the studio.
Amon was incredible. I remember him vividly as a freshman when he first went on to the first string. It was epic.
Matt, age 50, great answer. It says in South Lincoln, Bo Jackson, his favorite running back.
Yeah, he was a freak. It's
too bad injuries shortened his career. It could have been an amazing career, but still was a good career. Should have been better, but amazing player. Railroader Matt in Lincoln says Adrian Peterson, his favorite running back.
These are great ones. Good job, everybody.
By the way, age 39 on that one. Big Fun at 48th and Prescott says his favorite is Tom Rathman, running back.
This is great. Keep going.
Pecan Pie, age 52 in Stonebridge Creek. Priest Holmes, the former Chiefs running back, his favorite of all time.
This is interesting. The wide variety of names we're getting. The wide variety of running backs we're getting. Keep going.
Priest Holmes once caused me the cry, by the way. I was in a Dolphins game in 2002 in KC. Dolphins lost 48-31. Fans keep chanting, "We're gonna beat the hell out of you.
You and little Jay.
You. And I'm 11 years old, and my dad's like, "Don't cry." Is he right? I shouldn't be crying at that game. But the Priest Holmes was tearing the Dolphins apart.
Did your dad tell you not to cry?
He's like, "Don't cry. Just don't do that.
Did he drop the just? It's just a game."
He did say that. I mean, he was right, but that was tough. My first ever NFL game. The Dolphins got pounded, which should have been a sign for how life was going to go for that team. And it has been.
For how your life was going to go.
Yeah, for me, he's a Dolphins fan. Sean and Eagle says, "I am hip," his favorite running back
of
all time.
Oh, my God, that's a good one.
Age 61, by the way. Josh in Webb City, Missouri, recently turned 48, listening from the treadmill. Barry Sanders, top running back of all time.
From the treadmill. From the treadmill. I love that.
Brian in Toledo, age 26, also says Adrian Peterson.
AP getting some love. Man, yes. He was
awesome.
He was a beast at his peak.
Mark and Eagle says Lawrence Phillips, hands down.
All right. Phillips was, the debate at Nebraska, it doesn't really rage on, but I believe it's a debate. It's either Phillips or Rozier. I mean, Amon's right behind those guys. I think it's always either Phillips or Rozier. Phillips or Rozier.
Big Bird in Columbus. That's not Bird. Big Bird's dad. I think it's Bird's dad. Big Bird. He says Earl Campbell, his favorite of all time. Great answer there. Former Oiler.
Real
I think Bill
answer.
Would like that one also as an Oilers fan back in the day. Mike in Lindsberg, Kansas, age 41. Also, Barry Sanders, smart man. Sanderson in Holland says Tony Dorsett, his favorite of all time.
Wow, there's nobody.
Well, he's a Cowboys fan. We know that.
Sanderson. Nobody had said Tony Dorsett, and that's a great one. When he was at Pitt, he was iconic at Pitt. You know that. You're too young to remember that, but me and Sandy remember those days. He won the Heisman Trophy.
No big deal. Yeah. No big whoop. I can't tell if this one's facetious or not, but Ryan in Delaware says he's 39. His favorite is Napoleon Kaufman of the Raiders from the early 2000s.
I don't know. I mean, that might be legit.
He was more of a fullback and running back, if I recall. He was kind of a hybrid of that position.
Okay.
We got Russ in the Highlands. We got Les, age 71. It says Amon Green.
About this. Good. I'm glad Amon's getting some love.
East Lincoln West says Bo Jackson, by the way, age 40 for East Lincoln West.
Okay.
Nick from St. Louis, 41st birthday today. Hello.
Whoa.
Hello.
Wait a second, Nick?
Nick from St. Louis.
From St. Louis.
Today is his 41st birthday.
Wonder what part of St. Louis he's from. I know. Hey, Nick, I asked because I know St. Louis a little bit. My brothers went to school. Both went to law school at Washington U, so I spent a lot of time there visiting.
What do you think a 41-year-old from St. Louis would say his favorite running back ever is?
Okay.
There should be a pretty obvious one.
Yeah, it's the dude that you played for St. Louis.
That's why I asked the question. Thank you. Thanks for that.
He's a running back.
Yeah.
Say it.
There's probably two options. You could say either Steven Jackson, who was really good, but really Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk was the name I was looking
for. And that's the correct one. Right. Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk.
Mike in North Lincoln says Amon Green. Oh, that's three now for AG.
We're getting some Amon Green love.
Kenny Carey and McCook, age 59, Barry Sanders. David from RenewYourAuto.com says Roger Craig. He's on his new recliner, by the way, this morning.
Wait a second, really?
He's watching the show from his new recliner at his house.
Really?
Age 54, Roger Craig, his favorite running back. Eric in Hickman says Marcus Allen. Evan in Seward, age 31, Rex Burkhead, his favorite running back.
This is amazing. I'll tell you what's amazing about this, and I did not expect, is just the wide variety.
I love this name. Ed from Lincoln, age 45, Sean Alexander. That was a dude for the Seahawks.
Yeah,
he was Alabama, Crimson Tide, right. Then he goes to Seattle and just tears it up in Seattle. Mitt in Arkansas, Roger Craig, TC in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania, age 74, didn't give me a running back.
That's okay, that's fine. There. That's 100% fine.
Jesse in Milford, age 40, Edgerrin James.
God dang.
How about that name? Jesse in Lincoln, Jerome the Bus Bettis.
This is beautiful.
Tony in Fort Bragg says Amon Green. Joel in Wisconsin says Adrian Peterson. Kenny in Lincoln, the ticket's very own AG. I think AG is leading the way
now.
He's got six or seven at this point. Yeah. Bearded Ben in Holton, Kansas, Mike Allstott, more of a fullback than a running back, but still, did run the ball.
I did not, when I said running back.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I did not anticipate that we'd get this sort of variety and this sort of response.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Travis and Ankeny, Amon Green, that's now 7 or 8. He's heading to the fields right now, by the way, farming.
Is he? Good job.
How about that?
Go get
Panama
it.
Doug and Beth, 72 years old for Doug, 67 for Beth. In Boquete, Panama, they say Gale Sayers.
Oh, somebody should say Gale Sayers. I'm glad they did.
Omaha's own Gale Sayers.
Yeah, somebody should
Kansas.
Say Gale Sayers. Yep.
Bears, great. The Hammer says in Walton says Earl Campbell. We've got Willard in Republican City, Nebraska. Didn't give me a running back.
Have we had Walter Payton by anybody but Josh?
I don't think so.
That surprises me.
Nope, I haven't. Someone said, I thought Sips would be Derrick Henry, a.k.a. the Big Horse.
I mean, I like him, but I'm older, and there's so many in my wheelhouse.
He's your friend.
He's my big horse friend.
Yes, he is your big horse friend back from that wonderful moment back in the day.
There's so many that come to mind for me. First of all, thank you to people for narrowing it to one. I just have a hard time narrowing it to one.
What do you think Zonk in South Lincoln's favorite running back of all time is?
Larry.
Larry Zonka. Yes, Dolphins great. My dad's favorite player of all time also.
Is that your dad's favorite
player? Yes, Larry Zonka. But how could he not be? That was a dude's dude at running back.
At Mercury Morris, too.
Though. Yeah, well, Larry was more of the hammer.
Yeah, he was a hammer.
He was a hammer. And I wasn't even alive. I know that, though. I watched film back in the day. A few more here. They're rolling. I can't do it all day, but they are absolutely rolling in. Harley Pete says Roger Craig. Craig, our first Emmett Smith submission.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Robert Smith. How about that from the old Vikings running back?
Really?
That's from Scott in Minnesota. It makes sense there.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Let's see. Dustin and Beatrice says Mike Allstott. That's two for Allstott now. Fullback. Running back. Craig in Berlin, Ohio says Derek Brown, favorite running back.
There's a name.
I haven't heard that one for a long time.
That's a former Nebraska great, Derek Brown. Went and played for the Saints, maybe somebody else, but I remember him with the Saints.
We got Kurt in Aurora, Gale Sayers, I Am Hip from Boone and Firth. We've got Joe P. in Lincoln. He says Thurman Thomas.
Jeez, this is amazing.
That's a good one there.
That's
Bill's
a really
great.
Good one. It's a really good one.
Barry Sanders again. Marcus Dupree says Dale. Still no Walter Payton here on this list. John in Des Moines says Jerome Bettis. No, he's a Steelers fan. We know that John's a Pittsburgh fan.
John,
that makes
thank
sense.
You for joining us.
Two straight. We have not heard Christian Okoye on the list.
Amazing.
Here.
This is amazing.
Very good one there.
This is amazing.
Edrin James from Dustin, Lake Alfred, Florida. Jim Brown from Chris, our first
Jim Brown should be mentioned, and he was good.
How about Kellen and Sutherland says Warrick Dunn. That was a good player, too. Warrick Dunn.
Little running back.
For the Bucks and Falcons, good player. Vince, age 44, says O.J. Simpson, too soon. R.I.P. And O.J. Simpson passed away yesterday, age 76.
Yeah, that's why we're doing this, by the way.
That's right. But Reggie Bush from somebody.
Reggie Bush.
Yeah.
These are amazing.
These
the guys
are good
that,
names.
Yeah, the guys that get left off. First texter. I want to see the first texter to get this. This is a challenge to the texters. Mark Van Egan, who do you play for?
I can't help you.
No, I know you can't. I want to see what texter
NFL
can.
Team?
Yeah, NFL. Mark Van Egan, great running back for the?
Bengals.
Nope.
Was my guess.
No. Has anybody got it on the text line?
Let's see.
I want to see who gets this.
Mark Van Egan?
Mark Van
Raiders?
Egan.
Raiders?
Yes, bam. Okay. Who got it?
Several people.
Okay. All right,
it flooded in there. So.
All right, good.
I don't want to make sure I don't skip YouTube, then we'll move on, I promise. The roll call is just so popular.
Yes.
So popular. Okay, here we go. YouTube. We got Houston Husker. That's Greg in Houston. Matt in Jacksonville, Florida. That's Matt, age 52. Dustin in Fayetteville, Arkansas on YouTube. We got Walter in Delco, Pennsylvania. This is Eric Dickerson.
I hear from Walter a lot. Where are you getting all these pictures of me, Walter?
He
scares
does find
me.
Amazing pictures of you. Yeah. Terry in Columbus says he's 66 years old. Justin is on the YouTube chat. Also, Owen in Lincoln. Like Dan Alexander.
That's a good one.
How about that?
He was a hammer back.
He was good.
Nobody said Carell.
And no one said Carell. And I didn't see any Walter Payton on the list.
No Walter Payton.
We had like 150 people text, and I didn't see any Walter Payton.
Buck Coulter was sort of a low-key favorite for me.
I like the Buck.
Yeah, I like Buck. He was interesting. And I thought Buck was an interesting running back to me because at Nebraska, he was a bigger back. I wouldn't call him a speed back. Then he went to the NFL. I thought he dropped some weight and got faster in the NFL.
He lasted for
a
while.
That's just my perception. Yeah.
Eddie George from Unbiased Boxing Talk on YouTube. We've got Bolt, that says the late LP.
Okay.
And also... Matt in Jacksonville says Terrell Davis, his favorite running back.
Those are great
Broncos,
names.
Great.
Hey, can I just salute the Breakers right now?
That was great. Well, good topic on that one.
Yeah,
running backs.
Salute the Breakers for coming through so well on that topic. My God.
That is the roll call sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Stop by today just south of 48th and Holdridge. Great food at EJ's Bar and Lounge. And again, bowling, billiards, darts, all sorts of arcade games. It's the place to be. And karaoke.
You know what
that
sounds like?
What?
Friday.
Sounds like a Friday night, doesn't it? Quickly, one thing on idle chit-chat before I get to the Matt Rule
audio.
Yeah,
do some idle chit-chat.
I got to give a shout-out to the Kansas City Royals. 7 straight wins. Sip, they had 9 runs in the first inning yesterday. They beat the Astros 13-3. They're 9-4.
You're yelling right now.
I am yelling because it's been a while since the Royals were any good. They've been horrible.
Yes.
I'm straight up horrible the last 3 years. 100-plus losses. That's terrible.
7 straight wins?
7 straight for the Royals, all at home. They swept the White Sox in 4 games, the Astros in 3.
I wonder how they're drawn.
The crowds aren't quite where they want to be yet, but if they keep winning, they will show up.
It's been chilly, probably.
Yeah, it's not that bad. They'll be there. They'll be there. So, shout out to KC. And by the way, Husker baseball on the road this weekend at Rutgers. Rutgers for a 3-game series starting today.
Big series for Nebraska. All the Big Ten series are big for Nebraska. Sears on the mound.
Brett Sears, who, by the way, was the pitcher of the week. He had a complete game shutout against Ohio State last Friday night here in Lincoln.
6-0 is Sears.
Is that any good?
Yes. 1.14 ERA is Sears. That is All-American material right now.
He's pitching like it, yes, for sure. Anything else? I don't chit-chat. Want to move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
That's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 and 50% off your first fertilizer application this spring. Okay, Sip, we got a scrimmage tomorrow, Nebraska football. You won't be able to watch it, and the media won't watch this at all. It's closed to the media, right?
Yes.
Closed?
It's closed.
But
there's no availability after practice.
Okay. Well, we did hear from Matt Rule and Donovan Raiola yesterday. They both talked after practice.
Right.
And, of course, you know, Matt Rule, as you mentioned yesterday, likes to talk. He's not giving you a short... he is the opposite of Bill Belichick. It's funny they had Belichick here last week for the coaches' clinic because him and Rule are very opposite in how they do media. Matt Rule will talk forever. Belichick will just mumble a couple words and move on.
Frost was more like Belichick.
Yes, he was.
who was before Frost? Mike Riley would go on and on.
He'd tell you every injury at length.
He would go through the injuries and then look at a beat writer and say, did I miss anybody? Yeah. Bo had his moments. There were times he could be pretty good, and then there was times he was moody. Let's put it that way, right?
You would
describe Bo as moody. We don't have to go through them all. Bill Callahan was professional. He was professional. He was always the same, and he was pretty good. And he would greet the media corps with a line that I always found to be sort of interesting. He would come upon us after practice, look at the group, and say, "What are y'all working on?"
Every day, all the time.
He said it. He'd say it a lot. Yeah. What are we working on? And then we'd ask him the appropriate question.
Smart. Well, you did ask the question to Matt Rhule about
we discussed
the separation at quarterback.
That we discussed.
Yes. I don't have your question on here. I just have
that's 100%
so fine. We didn't cut up your question to Matt Rhule, but
I just assume you not.
You asked about separation at quarterback between Kalen Raiola and Heinrich Harburg, right?
Yeah, interesting that you put Kalen first on
that
list.
Well, it's the first one that came to my mind.
All right.
Alphabetical order.
Yes.
How about that? Even though Harburg should be first in that. Harburg, Kalen, and Raiola. Well, here was Matt Rhule's response to...
It wasn't.
Are you looking for separation? Here's his response to that from yesterday.
I'm always looking for separation, which means... Because that means one guy's doing a great job, and then usually what happens is the next guy catches him. You know, we're all... You know, he realizes, oh, I better pick it up. When you play with a great player... We're calling anyone a great player. I'm saying when you play with a great player, or you play with someone who's doing things that you're not doing... It usually forces you then to catch up. So, like the first day, you know, we have two freshman quarterbacks, kind of a unique deal, right? Used to not be unique, but, you know, one guy comes out, flips the protection one day. The next guy, we have quarterbacks doing things in protections that I haven't had someone do in 11 years, you know, in college football. So it kind of builds a new normal, if that makes sense, right? Like, you're doing something at a high level, I catch you. So, yeah, you know, my job is to make sure that all the quarterbacks, all three and all five, we're not here to pick the starter. We're trying to make them all good enough to be the starter. We're trying to get them as good as possible. But separation shows that someone's achieving, and usually when you point it out, other guys, you know, start to follow.
There's a good diplomatic answer.
Yeah, see, our discussion was, will an answer like that cause some consternation with the fan base?
Did it cause consternation?
No, because he answered it very well.
Yes.
Like you said, diplomatic there.
Yeah. And I don't want to act like I operate in a vacuum. I'd like to think I know, have a pretty good feel about certain things in that program. And I have a pretty good handle on this. It's like Mike Schaefer said, Mike Schaefer of Husker 24/7.
That's right.
He said that, you know, it's Dylan's job. I mean, until it's not. Dylan Raiola. And that's I'm operating like that. And I'm hearing that. He's having a good, we'll call it camp. No, we're not going to call it camp because I call August camp.
This is
a good spring. He's having a good spring. And I think if they did play today, if they had a game, he would be the starter. And I think it would go pretty well. Now, a lot goes into that, the play calling and, you know, offensive line play all that. But I think Dylan would play well. I don't say it enough. I think about it a lot. I don't say it enough on the show. I am very confident in Dylan Raiola. I don't worry about him. I guess I don't talk about him a lot because I don't worry about him. I don't worry about his progress. I don't worry that this is all too much for him. None of that. Same with Daniel Kalen, to be honest. It just happens that Dylan's got more talent. I mean, he's really talented. So they're going to scrimmage tomorrow, and I would love to see it. I would pay hundreds of dollars to see that.
And talk to Keith Mann. You know Keith.
I'd love to see what that picture looks like. I have a feeling it'd look pretty good. He has receivers. The quarterbacks, have receivers to throw to. You would think they're getting good protection because it's a veteran offensive line, one of the most veteran offensive lines in the college game right now. There's the thing about Dylan and the young quarterbacks is they do have pieces around them. They're not, you know, it's not, Nebraska doesn't have overwhelming talent like it did in the 90s. It doesn't. I remember, Jake, I remember walking over there sometimes, and we saw a lot of practice, and we covered a lot more practice back then, because back then, for instance, in August, they do two-a-days, so we would go in the morning and go at night, and we'd see some of the practice in the morning and some of the practice at night, and I just have these flashbacks of going over there sometimes and watching them line up and going, my God, they're loaded. They are loaded.
Well, I'm glad you at that point appreciated that.
I did.
Noticed that. Like, this is not granted. This is not guaranteed.
There was a time, one time, this is very random, but it did strike me. They lined up. They looked so good. It was Willie Miller at fullback. And on this day, they had Alexander behind him. Think about that picture.
Oof.
That's a big bunch of
Big Dan,
yeah, and Big Willie, and you know that I think they had Tracy Wistrom at tight end. It was just I just was looking out there and going, man, they're just loaded. You won't do that right now.
No,
I mean, you won't go over there and see that. You don't. But anyway, what else you got sound wise?
Well, there's a long answer. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but there was a question about the quarterbacks working to eliminate mistakes.
Yes, I like this discussion.
So I'm going to fast forward to Matt Rhule talking about eliminating lowlights.
Right.
Instead of, you know, focusing on highlights, eliminating lowlights.
Yes.
Here's Matt Rhule on that from yesterday post-practice.
You know, like everyone's waiting at home for us to put out something from practice today. They want to see the highlights. The highlights haven't been the reason why haven't been to a bowl game in the last 6 years. It's the lowlights. And so I'm more of a, hey, what are the defects? Eliminate the defects type of a coach. And so, yeah, we have some unbelievable wow plays. But let's talk about the amount of sacks we're giving up, or the big plays we're giving up, or the missed assignments that we have, or the missed opportunities in 2 minutes. So also making sure that we're coaching the what not to do and what to avoid. That's really the step for the quarterbacks, because both guys can make dynamic plays. But our season will be dependent upon how many times we beat ourselves on a play and how many times we don't. And that's really what you worry about with freshman quarterbacks, or what you have to teach for freshman quarterbacks.
There it is. He said a mouthful.
It was pretty apparent last year. I mean, that was we talked about how many turnovers the quarterbacks had.
Yeah.
Both fumbling and interceptions in general.
I think there's 25.
It was a major problem.
The number's 25.
That can't happen. And he's right. That was the reason why you didn't go to a bowl game. There's too many turnovers.
That was number one reason.
That was it. I mean, yeah. They're not the only thing. But yeah, numero uno, hands down, no questions asked.
It was the number one reason. So yeah, they had 31 turnovers. They're minus 17. It's not minus 17. It is. It's obtuse. Minus 17 is obtuse. Now, it wasn't just that, though. And that in Rhule's not just talking about eliminating turnovers. He's talking about eliminating defects in general. Eliminating defects. A lot of football is that. I say that all the time. There's so much that can go wrong on one play. There's so much can go wrong over the course of a game. It's mind-numbing how many things can go wrong. Which is why it's really something to behold when a team clicks like Michigan did last year. They were a machine. They seldom had things go wrong. In any phase of the game, right? They just didn't. You didn't watch them and go, "Oh my God, what happened on that play?" That just didn't happen very often. There's a few games. Maryland, you know, they had to squeak past Maryland. They didn't look that good against Maryland. But yeah, eliminating defects. We live in this. We live in a world where a lot of it's social media highlights, right? That's what we watch, and we judge a lot off that. We judge a lot of recruits. What do? We go to their huddle highlights, highlights.
Show me the badge.
Yeah, well, and I guarantee you, Bill would say, and coaches would say, yeah, I do want to see bad. I want to see what bad looks like, and I want to see how they respond to bad. So, yeah, I mean, what it comes down to with these young quarterbacks, to me. The first thing I'd watch, okay, if I were allowed to watch this scrimmage tomorrow, you know what I'd watch? Number one, how many picks? Okay. How many picks today? How many interceptions? That's probably the thing I'd look at closest. Well, how many near interceptions? How many balls that could have been intercepted, should have been intercepted?
This is kind of a shot at last year's situation, but how many muffed snaps for Nebraska football at quarterback? Dropped snaps. That was a problem last year by a certain quarterback that did not end the year as the quarterback for the Huskers.
Good point. I forgot about that problem. How but about that's a defect.
How about the Colorado game?
Yeah.
Was that a problem in that game?
Yes. Just
was that a problem against Minnesota? Was it a problem in general the whole season? Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I've kind of blocked that out.
Center quarterback exchange.
I've kind of blocked that out.
We have seen problems even dating back to, you know, to Mike, you know, early Scott Frost, excuse me, with quarterback center exchanges.
Mm-hmm. I thought with Sims, that's who you're talking about.
I am.
I thought with Jeff Sims, I just thought it was a lack of focus.
Right. That's why it's important to see what's the focus level. If it's something you don't even think about, it's just natural. Hey, there's no problem with the snaps or the handling of the snaps. It should be just basic football 101.
Right.
You do this since you were a kid. If you're a quarterback, taking the ball from center.
Yeah.
But it was never that easy.
In the gun. You know,
for a couple years.
He was in the gun.
A couple years, it was like, okay, let's get a good snap here. It was always a first thought.
Yeah.
How's the snap going to get corralled?
No, that's a really...
Which is a horrible thought.
That's a great point. I mean, Nebraska went through it before Sims is what you're
they
referring
did. Yes,
to that too.
This is prior to Sims.
That's just basic. That's just kind of something basic that should be okay, right? You shouldn't have to think about that, but Nebraska did.
But you know what happened to one great team this year? Alabama had snap problems.
They did.
A couple times. The Auburn game, which they won, they should have lost the game because of bad snaps. It hurt against Michigan also.
Michigan,
two massive games. They won one of them and lost the other one.
And that game in the Rose Bowl, it hurt them.
Yes. So it's not just Nebraska that's had that problem. But still, you think at a program like Alabama under Saban, that was shocking to see.
What else?
Shocking.
What else did we talk about yesterday? We wanted to hear from Rule. We discussed this.
But we were curious about the offensive line, possibly?
Yes. Okay.
And we're going to have more O-line conversation in hour two.
I hope what you have here is Matt Rule. He was asked, who are the second-tier, third-tier offensive linemen who make a push for starting role?
Well, here's Matt Rule responding to that question.
You guys have been running with the second team. You know, Mike has been running with the second team. Tyler Canock's been, you know, done a great job. You know, Justin Evans, you know, he's starting at guard, also goes in sometimes at center and does a fantastic job. You know, Canock's got a guy I've been really pleased with, just watching him sort of move around. Lutowski, while he might be running with the ones at guard, when he goes out to tackle, I think he does a fantastic job. And so, you know, Mashaik Shack was doing a great job. He's got a little banged up. Hopefully he'll be back here soon. Ruquan, making the transition, still learning all the nuances. But once it's all figured out, I think he's going to be really a good player. So I'm probably missing some guys there. I don't mean to. But I just think that whole group of those guys, at any of them at any point, I think could walk in and probably play and play really well.
All right, Matt Rule on the depth at this point, offensive line.
It was informative because, inherent, I guess, in the question would be an assumption of who's starting. So I think that the questioner would assume that Teddy Prochaska's starting at left tackle. He's probably assuming that Ben Scott's starting at center and Bryce Benhart at right tackle. I don't know if you can make I think you could make an assumption on Justin Evans is going to start at guard. And he's no longer going by Justin Evans Jenkins.
Just Evans.
Yes, Justin Evans. It's just Justin Evans. I think, again, Prochaska, left tackle, Justin Evans. My guess would be left guard, either guard, doesn't matter. Ben Scott, center. Now, the other guard position, I would think that Mazuka would rise to the top. Rule mentioned Lutowski, who runs with the ones. I just think there's going to be a battle there. And maybe Sam Sledge would be in that battle. He wasn't mentioned. You know, he didn't mention Gunnar Gatula. Rule didn't mention Gunnar Gatula, but he's he'd be a tackle prospect. He didn't mention Jacob Hood. Probably not, just, you know, the Georgia transfer. He looked, I did put eyes on him the other day. He has, I'd say, moved his body more towards being ready. But again, Rule didn't mention him. That doesn't always mean anything. It could just mean he forgot him. What was I going to say? Oh, Canock. Interesting. I mean, Canock didn't look ready to me last year at this, last summer. But he does look a little better now. Tyler, remember Canuck?
Yes.
Came from Utah.
I do.
Came from Utah.
That's right. So there's your update from post practice. We'll get some audio from Donovan Raiola in the 7 o'clock hour when we come back. When we come back next segment, we're gonna give an update on day one of the Masters.
Oh, we are, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Get your hush tones and get your.
We don't have to do the hush tones. We were called goons yesterday.
Some people liked it though. I was told there's some people liked it out there.
They did?
Masters update next on Early Break and the Ticket.